Today we have the privilege of studying Perek Yud Daled, chapter 14, in Divrei Hayamim Bet. This chapter deals with the kingship of Asa, the third king of Yehuda, the grandson of Rechavaam. And Asa's reign is in many ways portrayed here as paralleling the narrative process of Rechavaam's reign, but correcting the errors of Rechavaam. That is done in several ways. Like in the case of Rechavaam, Asa's reign, the narrative of Asa's reign begins with a description of building of fortified cities. It then continues with a battle against a foreign king. And yet, whereas Rechavaam's battle against the foreign king is described as a failure, Asa's battle against the foreign king is described as a success. And that seems to be connected to his behavior in regard to the fortified cities. Let's look in greater detail at this narrative. Chapter 14, Pasuk Aleph. We are first told, Vayas Asa hatov v'hayashar b'enei Hashem Elokav. Asa did that which was good and straight in the eyes of the Lord his God. What specifically Pasuk Bet is a reflection of the narrative in Sefer Melachim. Pasuk Bet, verse 2, Vayasar et mizbechot hanechar v'habamot, Vayshaber et hamatzevot, Vaygadat ha'asherim. In this Pasuk we are told that he destroyed removed the foreign altars as well as the high places. He smashed the monuments, the matzevot, and he cut down the Asherim, the Asherah worship. These are types of foreign worship, types of worship of foreign gods and or worship of the God of Israel in a way and places outside of Jerusalem, which are condemned in Sefer Devarim and are mentioned, and we are told specifically in Sefer Melachim that Asa was one of the very few kings of Yehuda who removed these types of foreign worship. That is the only piece of information here that seems to be paralleled in Melachim. The rest of the information here is not similar to Melachim, and there's additional information which is not present in Melachim. It is unique to Divrei Hayamim, and let's see what its unique message is. We pick up now in Pasuk Gimel, Vayomer Yehuda lidrosh et Hashem Elokei Avotehem v'la'asot ha'torah v'ha'mitzvah. He told Yehuda to seek out God, the Lord, the God of their fathers, and to do the Torah and the mitzvah. Those phrasings, to seek out God, to do Torah, to do mitzvah, are unique to Divrei Hayamim. They are formulations which we do not find in any literature from Beit Rishon. The idea of seeking out God as a collective act of the nation is something that's unique to Divrei Hayamim. So too the idea of a nation doing Torah and Mitzvah, those are unique to Divrei Hayamim, and they seem to reflect the type of concerns that are present among Jews in Bayit Sheni, that language is being used to describe the actions in Bayit Rishon. What does it mean in Bayit Rishon to seek God, to do Torah, to do Mitzvah? Well, that seems to be reflected, first of all, in removing idols, rejecting non-legitimate forms of worship. And it also seems to be reflected in the particular and unique way in which Asa behaves towards the store cities which he builds. This is described in Psukim Hey and Vav, in which we find as follows. Pasuk Hey, verse 5, Vayiven arei metzura b'Yehuda, ki shaketa ha'aretz ve'eni mo milchama bashanim ha'ele, ki eni ech Hashem lo. He built store cities in Yehuda because the land was quiet. There was no war. He had no wars in those years because God had given him rest. Vayomer Yehuda, he said to Yehuda, Nivne et ha'arim ha'ele, v'nasev choma u'migdalim dlataim uvrichim, odenu ha'aretz lefanenu, ki darashnu et Hashem Elokeinu, darashnu vayanach lanu misaviv, vayivnu vayatzlichu. He said to Yehuda, let us build these cities and let us surround them with walls and with lookout towers, as well as doors and bolts, behold, the land is before us, because we have sought out the Lord our God, we have sought him out, and he has given us rest from all around. Therefore they built, and they succeeded. In other words, the building here is directly and explicitly connected to seeking out God, to acknowledging his role in allowing Yehuda the period of political tranquility necessary to build these fortifications. And so the fortifications are connected with an acknowledgement of debt of gratitude to God. And that is key in explaining the success of Asa in the next group of verses. For it is in verses 7 through 12, or 7 through 13 really, that we find a description of the battle of Asa against Zerah HaKushi. Now, who was Zerah HaKushi and what do we know about him? Well, we know very little about Zerah HaKushi. There's an interesting article on this topic, which I would recommend, by Anson F. Rainey, in the book called The Chronicler as Historian, which was published by Sheffield in the late 80s. Now, we know very little about Zerah HaKushi, but from the description of his actions here, he appears to be some sort of Egyptian potentate, or representative of the Egyptian forces. And remember that at this period, Egypt is controlled by a Libyan dynasty. And so it's not so unreasonable that a Cushite, someone from the southern part of Egypt, would also be part of this Egyptian force structure. And we are told that Zerah HaKushi comes apparently in order to gather booty from Yehuda, to do a raid, to take booty, and to come back to Mitzrayim. And Zerah HaKushi is unsuccessful in that attempt, and this is a direct contrast to the actions of Shishak, who is of course successful in his attempt to collect booty. That's after all what Shishak attempts to do. And we find as follows. In verse 7 we're told about Asa's army, and in verse 8 we're told about the attack of Zerah HaKushi. Pasuk 8. Zerah HaKushi went out against them with an army of thousands, as well as 300 chariots. He came to the city of Maresha. Again, Maresha is near is Beit Guvrin. Was it later known as Beit Guvrin? Pasuk Tet, Vayetze Asa Lefanav, Vayarachu Milchama Bagait Sefata LeMaresha. Asa goes out before him, and they prepare war in the valley Tzifata LeMaresha. Now, that's a very difficult phrase. The tendency in scholarship is to understand the word Tzifata here as Tzafona, and the valley north of Maresha. I do not have any better explanation of the word Tzifata, and there is, in fact, if you know the Beit Guvrin Junction, a valley directly north of Maresha, and that appears to be where the battle takes place. How does Asa win the battle? Reliance on God. Pasuk Yud. Vayikra Asa el Hashem Elokav vayomar. Hashem, en imecha la'azor bein rav le'en koach. Ozreinu Hashem Elokeinu, ki alecha nish'annu, uvishimcha ban vanu el ha'amon hazeh, Hashem Elokeinu ata, al yatzor imecha enosh. This tefillah, which Asa utters in this pasuk, has several elements, all of which repeat the same fundamental idea. The first element is a rhetorical question. God, do you not have it with you to be an ally, whether one has many soldiers or whether one has few soldiers, whether one is Rav, powerful, or En Koach, impotent? In other words, God, you can be the ally both of either of the powerful or of the impotent. God, next part is God, choose our side. Ozreinu Hashem Elokeinu ki alecha nishanu, help, be our ally, God, help us. Why? Because we rely upon you. Furthermore, uvshimcha vanu aleha amon hazeh, it's by means of your name that we come against this enemy. And that's very interesting, because it evokes the formulation used by David when he fights Goliath in a location very similar to this. The location of David's battle with Goliath in Emek Ha'ilah is only a few miles north of the battle of Asa in Zerah HaKushi. Here he uses the same formulation, we have come against the enemy by means of your name. Last element, Hashem, as Lokenu Ata, God, you are Lord, you are our God. Al Yatzor Imcha Enosh, let a human being not rule alongside you. In other words, God, demonstrate your sovereignty in defeating this enemy. We, the Judeans, are justified in asking for your assistance because we rely upon you and because we are fighting in your name. Therefore, be our ally, even though we are the weaker party. And of course, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayigof Hashem et HaKushim lifnei Asav, lifnei Yehuda, Vayanusu HaKushim, God defeated the Kushites before Asa, and before Judah, the Kushites ran away. Vayirfem Asa veha'am asher imo ad ligrar, Vayipol mikushim le'en lahem michya, ki nishberu lifnei Hashem v'lifnei machaneu, Vayis'u shalal harbe me'od, Asa and the people who were with him chased the Kushites until Gerar, which is in the far south, not far from where Netivot is today. Vayipol mikushim le'en lahem michya, among the Kushites many fell because they had no possibility of surviving. Ki nishberu lifnei Hashem v'lifnei machaneu, they were broken before the Lord and his camp. The camp of the Lord are the Israelites, are the Judeans. Vayis'u shalal harbe me'od, and the Judeans took much booty. Where did they take this booty from? It appears from here and from Pasuk 13, which you can see that the camp of Zerah HaKushi had a great deal of booty, and the Judeans take advantage of that, collect this booty, and return home. And so, whereas the previous battle was one in which the Judeans, the previous battle, i.e. the battle of Rechavaam against Shishak, was one in which the booty was won by the opposing forces, here the booty is won by the Judeans. It is directly connected here to the attempt, to the Judeans coming against the enemy by means of the name of God, and because they come against the enemy by means of the name of God, they are successful in battle, they are able to defeat the enemy, and this is connected to the way that they behave in building the cities of the stronghold cities, in which they mention that we have that they have sought out God. And so it is the seeking out of God, the acknowledging his supremacy, and therefore doing his bidding by me through the Torah, which in the conception of Divrei HaYamim allows for victory.